Hello, welcome to day four of your art project this week, a bouquet of five art movements. Today we'll be looking at abstract art. Now, abstract art covers many artists, and I've only chosen one artist because I just thought it could go on and on and on. So I'll choose one of the most famous ones, which is Vasily Kandinsky. So I've written about him in your pack today. I thought it'd be good to choose him because his style of painting would probably lend itself well to the painting of flowers that we're doing at the moment. So abstract art is found in painting and sculpture, and it is a purely a 20th century invention. There's so many, like I said, so many artists that come under the heading of abstract art and art movements. But Kandinsky was born in Russia, and he grew up where he enjoyed music and played piano and cello, and he loved the colours of nature. So both music and colours had a big impact on his life. And if you can, you can see his paintings. I've got one here, which is the colour study squares with concentric circles. It looks very joyful. It looks like it. There could be a strong link with music somewhere. I thought it would be good to use him. This picture is quite a famous picture. You might have seen lots of prints of it about the colour study, the circles in the squares, as it lends itself well also to using watercolours and making the colours blend into one another, and just experimenting with all the different complementary colours and all the different colour combinations. So in your pack, I've got lots of information about, like I said, about Kandinsky and why he painted like he did. There's some pictures in there to show that how he started off. It looked like his pictures looked a little bit Fauvist in the beginning, but then they became more abstract over time, and then really into different compositions and colour compositions. It might be to your taste, it might not be, but it's just a different form of art. So for the work today is to do an abstract form of flower painting. So for your examples, I've done a couple, actually. I've decided to practice a couple. One looks more abstract than the other. It's a bit like cubism, where you're looking, taking apart an art form, and you're looking at things a different way. Sometimes it takes a bit of practice. So you might need a little bit more practice with this one, or it might just become, you know, flow straight away from you, so that will be fine. So for the first one, I looked at a vase of a picture that I've got online, a very pretty vase full of flowers, and I've just used those concentric circles, the circles where they're going around and around different colours, as the flower. And I've just created those in the vase. There's an image in the middle of the two concentric photos, paintings, that on the page, and so I've just kind of taken that as my inspiration and used that as the flowers. I've just not really thought too much about the colours. I've just enjoyed using all the different range of colours and the shapes just to create the movement and the flowers. So you could try using that one. The other one was it's a beautiful picture of a tulip meadow. So I looked at Kandinsky's, one of his earlier paintings that I've included in your pack, and I thought, oh, I wondered if I could block it like an impression of the tulip fields, but block it in colour like Kandinsky did. So that's, you could see my attempt. I don't know if I've really succeeded in that. I think I might be more impressionist, but it was a chance to try it out anyway, and this is the chance for you to try it out today and see what you think. Just really go with the flow like this other days, and just explore the paint and explore the colours, and it doesn't have to look exactly like flowers, but it could just be something that makes you think of flowers even. That covers abstract art. It's just that's what it's all about. You could look, put some on, it might see if you paint differently with the music on, see if there's some sort of relation between the two. I've added the outline of his concentric circles. So if you wanted to have a little practice run and paint those colours up into the different colours, he's got lots of different versions of that painting. So you can just do, you don't have to copy his exact version. It could be your version of it. So have a go with that. Have a go, practice with his concentric circles, have a practice with painting flowers in an abstract style. and see if you like it compared to the others. So this is day four. We've got day five tomorrow. And so see how you get on with that. And I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.